Hey there, welcome to an episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
In this episode, we discuss birthdays, sororities, and apps for your phone. Because we can, we're Calgary's only podcast. The only one that matters. Maybe that's too much. Tip Tap Tip.
Coming at you.
Yep. So I don't know if you can tell, Rochelle, but I am very excited.
I can't tell.
It's hard to tell because this is my excited face.
You got a little bit of a smirk going on.
It is also my fart face and also my angry face. So, but there are subtle nuances between all three, and it's up for you to distinguish between them.
Well, I know when you're anxious, you touch your nose a lot.
I think that's bullshit. I think I just...
Oh my goodness, it is not bullshit. You do it so often, you don't,
I don't
know
do
that
it.
You do it. When I'm saying something to you,
yeah,
and I can tell that it's irritating you because you'll touch your nose probably around 5 times within that moment of me talking to you.
Really?
Yeah, and you won't even notice. No, not like that. Now you're faking it. I can tell when you do it for real. You just kind of go like this. Just kind of like push on the one nostril.
Just for one second.
1 little second.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, oh, he's getting annoyed. I better shut up or else it's going to spaz.
But I am pretty excited. I just got back from a garage sale. Or shill.
That I found on my walk.
On your walk? You went out for a walk.
Thank you, Rochelle, for going to a garage sale. Even though I didn't want anything.
Did you actually pick up anything from that particular garage sale or no?
No, there wasn't really anything there.
Yeah, I quickly kind of... Anyways, what I did pick up was, on Rochelle's advice, and good advice at that, was a whole weightlifting set. Gonna get big and strong.
Like old school free hand weights.
Just lifting
shit. Such a
shit.
Good deal. You got like the little handheld barbells, and then you got those big barbells
mm-hmm.
that strong men use.
Yes, I'm not that man yet, but I hope to be that man soon.
And I don't even know how many weights you got.
There's a lot of fucking weights. So you
probably
go to
20 or something.
Go to the garage, you'll be like, holy crap, you got all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know. Eric, I'm the one who found it. I told you to go get it.
So yeah, but I'm the one who had to bring that all to the garage, so I have a very clear idea of exactly how many weights there are. There's a lot. In addition to that, I got a weight bench, and bonus, I didn't know about this, I got the push-up bar things. It's like these little
bar things?
These little things which kind of lie in, they look kind of like, and pardon me, listeners, but I'm going to be drawing this out for Rochelle. The little bars, And then your hands go around here, and there's two of them, and then that's how you do the push-ups without touching the floor.
Oh, so you don't have to touch the floor.
Touch
that's
the
good
dirty
garage. Yeah, your workout room is the garage. So.
And don't have to touch the disgusting, dirty garage floor. So.
And the part that I like is on the workout bench is you have those things that you can hook your legs around for
yeah, I
doing
noticed that as well,
sit-ups.
Too. No, and
it's not just a simple bench. It's just a little bit fancier.
You can do that. I can also do leg lifts with that thing, too.
Yeah.
Get all lifted.
Yeah.
Because so, here's one thing I notice is oftentimes when I do go to like the real gym, which I pay for sometimes, is I'm on the treadmill. And then when I'm on the treadmill, I get to kind of observe the rest of the gym because you're on there for a while. And what I notice is that there's always like fucking like young 20-year-old dudes who all they ever do is exercise their upper body, right? And they all wear like these track pants, right? Because they all probably have chicken legs. And they just sit there and they're like, they usually spot each other. And they all have tattoos, weirdly enough.
Yeah, everybody who's young has tattoos.
Is that a thing? Like,
it is. I was saying to my friend who is an instructor at a college, I said to her, I'm like, I'm just going to show up in one of your classes. Can I do that? Will they even notice, you know, that I'm not actually a student? And she was like, oh, yeah, they'll notice because you don't have any tattoos.
Oh, we have a guest who just popped into the room.
Oh, well, hello. Hello. Yeah. Would you like to say something to our listeners?
Well, I think what his big concern is that he has a juice box, but he cannot find the straw.
I think his big concern is he has a juice box, but it's empty.
Oh, okay. That is the concern.
He's like, hello. Hello. There's nothing in here.
I want to drink juice box. But anyways, yeah, so I go to the gym and there's all these guys who are... Are you going to say something?
Hola.
Okay.
Hey, hello? Do you have any cookies?
See, it's really bad etiquette
Excuse
for you to be
me?
Touching the mic directly.
Excuse me, do you have any cookies?
Okay.
An apple? Do you have an apple?
Apple? Now you're not going to say it. You're not going to show off.
Or do you have some ice cream? I really enjoy shoving ice cream in my face.
You just throw this juice box right on the table where all the important stuff is.
Yeah, it's empty.
Okay, well, now I'm going to take it because it's gone. That's what you...
Ooh, Daddy, you are so strict.
Yep. So anyways, I'm really excited about this weight set. And guess what, Bo? They even have little baby weights that even you could listen to, that even you could pick up.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, he wants to touch the mic directly with his mouth. Okay, don't touch it.
You're making noise.
Don't touch it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
You're going to enjoy your movie. We'll discuss it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Superman. Fly away, Superman.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah, so the weights. That's why I love garage sales, because you can always get something for a really good price, because mm-hmm. these people don't value it anymore, and they just want to get rid of it.
Well, like, you know, to these, you know, these are older weights. Like, you know, they've... your drink. Okay. Just say, give me my friend. Great.
Well, I don't want to interrupt our conversation. I just assume that you know what I... What, like, why would I want the pen?
Because you're pointing in this direction. Okay, bye.
anyway.
Yeah, no. They're older weights. I'm guessing they're probably at least 20 years old. But heavy is heavy.
No, but those weights don't change.
I know.
Go to the new store to get them new and they'd be exactly the same.
You know, they're just not as broken up and not as...
How can weights get broken up? They're big, solid hunks of
metal, exactly.
So,
and it's not like a computer where you need to get like the latest and greatest weight every year. It's a heavy chunk of metal.
Yeah, the only thing that's different is, you know, you're buying like the workout machines that have all those wires, like those extra fancy ones, and who cares? These weights, nothing will ever break about them.
That's the one thing about those machines is like those crazy machines with the wires that you talked about is like the first time you ever encounter them. They are crazy intimidating, especially if you're a person who hasn't gone to the gym much or anything. You're like, because they're full of metal and moving parts. You're like, okay, well, what do I do on these things? And and especially that, I think the one that you're talking about where people kind of grab the two wires and they kind of go.
Yeah.
I even don't know how to work that machine sometimes.
It's also when you go to the gym and it's just all those dudes that hang out in the gym for hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all working on the weights. And then as a woman, you're like, excuse me. You know, excuse me, Mr. Dude.
Yeah.
Can I try this machine? And then, but then you don't know what you're doing. It's very intimidating. It's very uncomfortable.
I get that. And that's why, if you ever want to work at out the Skilling Gym, I'll give you the keys to the garage and you can have at her. Have little weights.
You don't need to give me the keys to the garage. I live here too.
Well, you can take the keys to the garage and you can go and
can I?
I
I have your permission? Oh my god.
I will stamp your piece of paper. And
so are you trying to tell me that you want me to get totally ripped?
I'm trying to tell the world that they need to get totally ripped.
And you want me to get like more muscular than you are?
No, because that would not be cool.
Do you want my boobs to turn into mounds of muscle?
also not cool. Not really my thing.
Anyway, that, I'm joking. I would never get to that point.
Let's certainly hope not, because that would not be cool.
No.
But yeah, I'm glad I got it, and now it's sitting there. It's all set up, and now it's just a matter of me actually finding some inspiration to go out there and do it. So maybe I'll do that tonight. But I've decided that
inspiration.
But now I've decided that I'm not done yet. I need more things.
Oh no!
No.
Like what?
Okay.
Oh, my phone is ringing now.
Well, that's great. Let me just pause for Rochelle to take this call. Unpause.
Thank you, Superstore, for phoning to confirm my optical appointment. I haven't gotten my eyes tested in 10 years.
Well, it's about time. What was I saying before your phone interrupted?
I don't know, Eric. You're still talking about working out, and I'm starting to get bored about that.
I just want to wrap it up. I just one more thing I need to get to make this complete.
A tanning machine?
Nope. A boombox. I need a way to pump, like.
There's the stereo that's in the kitchen.
Oh yeah, I guess I can do that.
But it doesn't work with tapes. The tapes eat it.
No, I need something that could actually play music, but that's not the radio.
How about you try and do something where you don't have to buy something?
Maybe they have something at that garage sale. I need to go back.
There wasn't anything there.
There wasn't. It was just a bunch of other stuff. It's funny because this is the best part, is when I bought it, the guy who I bought it from, he had his young children help load the car full of weights. One little weight at a time. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Did they know that it was that I was there earlier and that...
I didn't mention it, but I just kind of... Yeah. So
Give you a deal or did you pay the price that they
No, posted? I said, 70 good? I'm like, they're like, okay. It was all that stuff was $75, which was pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to a different topic. Instead of talking about you and your weights.
Oh, man, but I want to talk about me for the whole hour.
Why don't you go to the garage and take pictures of you with your weights?
So people
can just look at how awesome you are. I think you do need to get a tanning machine, Eric, and then you gotta like rub oil all over your body. And every time you go places, you just like work out a little bit before you go to get your muscles all pumped.
Rochelle,
oh my goodness, male stripper. Why are you not a male stripper?
Because I don't have the outfit.
I will sew you the outfit.
They also didn't have a.
I'll even get some Velcro so you can have Velcro tear off pants.
The funny thing is, you could totally do this because you've been on a sewing binge lately, and I bet you could make this happen.
I could. What kind of outfit do you want to do? You want to be a construction worker?
The question is, what do you want me to be? Because it is for your entertainment.
Yeah, I want you to be a construction worker.
Well,
with a big shovel.
Okay, I'll have to go to Home Depot or something and get a shovel, but because we don't have a shovel.
I'm going to make you the tightest little shorts. And like, you know how they wear those vests?
Yeah.
Like your vest is only going to cover your nipples.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous.
I know. It will be ridiculous.
Okay. Let's see what's going on in the world of Craigslist, Rochelle.
Craigslist under creative services. Do you think you have what it takes to make it as a model? If experience in a small portfolio is holding you back, I can help. I'll teach you how to pose and to hold the pose, how to interact with the camera, figure out what lighting works best for you. You will also get digital copies of the shoot that you can use to build your portfolio.
Oh.
I shoot erotic, tasteful nudes. Erotic and lingerie. Really? Do you shoot erotic?
I always like how they use the word tasteful. Like it's like, hey, there's some guys who are shooting not tasteful nudes, but hey, this is all about the art. Now, can you stick out your tits a little bit more, please?
Yeah.
Hey, this is tasteful, please. No, just stick out your ass.
Close your legs.
And just...
If you think you have what it takes, send me a message and we can chat further. See, the thing that I don't like about this is you can tell that they went through this to make it sound as nice as possible and not dirty creepy. At all, but still get the message out there about it being erotic and nude.
I used to work with a guy who used to take erotic nudes.
This is what?
No, this is 10 years ago when I was working at, in Vancouver.
Gross.
And he was a photographer.
Did he take erotic nudes of you?
No, but he actually did take erotic nudes of a coworker of ours. Interestingly enough, he was married, happily married apparently, and he just was like taking pictures of naked young women, and like, you know, he tried to art it up by like having like backgrounds and stuff, and like trying to make it a little bit more earthy and stuff like that, but still it is was when you get down still, to it.
Yeah, when you get down to it, he has a hobby mm-hmm. where he gets young girls to take their clothes off. Mm-hmm. What man wouldn't love that?
If you want, I'll show you his portfolio later if you want.
Yeah, I do. I totally want to see it.
Remember? For real, I will. Okay.
So he's still doing it.
I would imagine. I'm going to write this down for mine.
Nice. There used to be a guy that I heard of. I don't think... No, yeah, I think he would ask young... Like, he would walk down 17th Ave right in front of the salon that I owned, and he would ask young girls if they would pose for him nude. Just randomly, just go out and ask them. Mm-hmm. And
did it ever work? When you were
well, I mean, I just heard from clients of mine, they're like, oh my goodness, that guy is out there and he's asking about nude, like posing nude or whatever. And I'm sure it worked because if it didn't work, why would he keep doing it? You know, he must have gotten some models.
You keep on trying and eventually you'll get that one yes amongst 1,000 no's. And that's...
Well, because the thing is, like, if a girl has kind of like low self-esteem or else they have high self-esteem and they love their body, then either way, like, they're, why wouldn't they pose? If it's in a secure environment and if the guy doesn't seem creepy or if it, you know, he actually has like a real studio and stuff.
Here's what I would do. Like if I was a guy who happened to take erotic nude photos and I was needing more models.
You pretend that you were gay.
No. And if I'm walking up to random women on the street, I would actually have my portfolio with me in a nice binder and say, hey, I'm not a creep. Let me show you an example of some of my work. Yeah. So you get an idea I'm not just like some sort of weirdo whack job. It's like, here's what I've done. You can judge for yourself.
Yeah.
But he was probably just giving him.
No, he looked. I can't remember. I don't know what he looked like, but I remember people telling me about
him. Oh, you had only heard of this guy.
I don't think I actually saw him.
Okay. And you've never been solicited for any nude photos?
No.
Good, because I'd have to punch a guy in the face. Right in the face.
Good. I kind of want to see you do that.
You want to see me punch a person?
Yeah. You've never punched a person.
Not as an adult.
You should get a punching bag. That's what you should get for your workout gym.
Well, one thing at a time. Let's see if I can actually stick with
this. Can I try punching you in the face?
How about you don't? And we
but
say
I've never done it before.
How about we get we take a photocopy of my.
How about we count like 1, 2, 3, and we both punch each other in the face?
No,
just to see what it would be like.
No, because then you're gonna have to explain to your friends that we were just joking around.
Well, and then we'll both say that we fell down the stairs, even though we live in a bungalow.
Like, but you guys don't have stairs.
We know it's craziness.
I don't know. That's the worst. That's the craziest part. I don't understand either. So, speaking of women, you're going to be appearing on a TV show a radio show tomorrow.
Yes, I am.
If listeners remember about a little while ago, we had on Jenny, who is the host of Calgary's premier feminist radio show. Yeah, what she said. Rochelle's going to be appearing on that tomorrow. I believe that's 8 o'clock Calgary time, and that will be on June 2nd. So if you have
on CJSW 90.9.
So you have some concerns because you think that you are going to be saying something that is going to make people angry, or okay, how about you tell me what your concerns are rather than me tell you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say stuff that the feminist ladies might not like. Because I don't want to get into it on our show because it's not funny. It's not fun stuff to talk about.
Well, I will say this. I will be listening intently.
I know.
And I'm going to be rubbing my hands together.
And, like, and you're going to wait. You're going to wait for me to drop the gun, drop the bomb and say, you know, something really awful. Like,
but if you want, I won't listen to it. And it will, if it
no, means, no, no. I do. I want you to. But I kind of feel like almost saying that I don't really feel like I'm a feminist anymore.
That could make for some interesting conversation on a feminist radio show.
Well, because feminism and motherhood don't really go together. They don't really go hand in hand. That's See, my thing. That is my thing, is that I don't think that it has a place. Motherhood has a place in feminism.
And that's going to be an interesting topic of conversation.
But before being a feminist, before being a mother, I was a business owner. And then feminism I had a place in feminism, in the world of feminism, you know, because of, I was being a career woman and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm a career
That's
woman.
What I'm going to say on the show. I'm going to talk so smart. I'm going to say blah, blah, blah. And like, you know, it's awesome.
Are you going to plug our show?
Really?
Only if they ask you, right?
I don't like, yeah. If Jenny mentions it, sure. But like, I'm not too concerned about mentioning our podcast.
Okay, but she better...
I don't... Oh, my goodness.
I want the hate mail.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be great.
You're the one who... You would just find it funny.
I think it would be hilarious, but then again, I'm not the one on the show, so it is funny. But anyways, if you happen to be listening by the time you get this, June 2nd, I believe.
It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. So I'll
Calgary time would be 8 o'clock.
That's 8 o'clock, 90.9 FM. I'm sure you can also listen online if you go to CJSW, whatever their website is, CJSW.
Yeah, but Radio. They do put it in podcast format as well, but it takes them a little while to put it up. So
not because they're like
and
unlike
it's
us
only on iTunes, which I find really difficult. Like you can't listen to it on Stitcher.
Unlike us,
and
they're not on the ball.
The iTunes podcast thing kind of. Yeah. Sucks. Like it. I don't know why it doesn't work, but
yeah,
sometimes
I know it exactly
work.
What you're saying.
On our iPod,
the new iPad. Podcast app on the for the iPad and the iPhone is kind of garbage.
It's shitty is, fucking shit. Like, why don't they fix that? That's kind of important.
It is kind of important. Like, you know, seeing as people want to listen to podcasts, if you make the experience garbage, then they're not going to want to listen to podcasts, which means we lose out too. So Apple, get your get it together, man. Seriously, you got a lot of smart people. You're making all the money in the world. You can't make a simple app.
Yeah, but their main smart person's dead, so that's probably why.
Uh-oh. There we go.
What?
It's a slow decline. But let's move into some clips, shall we?
Your legs are warm.
It's because they're all sunburnt from yesterday. But
you've got a redneck now, too, you redneck.
Pardon?
So you've got a redneck now, you redneck.
I quite literally do.
Yeah, I know.
Because I don't know how to put on sunscreen. That's my one failure. Michelle says, you better put on sunscreen. It's hot outside. I'm like, yeah, I'll put on sunscreen. Duh.
I didn't even say that, though.
Well, you told me where the sunscreen was.
Did I?
Yeah, because I'm
okay, whatever. What do you have?
But anyways, I burned myself. I have a couple clips here. One is about a yearbook. Yearbooks are apparently changed quite a bit since the days of however they did it when I was a child with tablets, stone slates, and papyrus.
Shelby Baum and her classmates were flipping through their yearbooks when they noticed dozens of pictures had been edited.
They didn't tell you before they edited it. They didn't give you an option to fix it, so you look funny in your yearbook picture.
In some pictures, sleeves had been added, and in others, the neckline was raised.
I was upset because my shirt was a cream color, and the color of the cover-up was completely white. It looked like whiteout on my skin.
But what bothered the girls the most is it seemed like the school randomly picked which pictures to edit. In one case, two different girls were wearing the same shirt. One photo was altered to add sleeves, and the other was not.
I feel like they put names in a hat and pick and chose who. And there are plenty of girls who ended up wearing thicker tank tops, and half of them got edited and half of them didn't.
Students say they knew they were breaking the school's dress code, but had they known their pictures would be altered, they would have changed clothes and had the photos retaken.
It's not like it matches or anything, so it looks dumb anyways.
But the superintendent at Wasatch County School District says that there was a huge sign warning the students that their pictures may be edited.
It was a large enough sign that other people clearly remember it, and certainly it should have gotten their attention that that was a possibility.
Terry Shoemaker admits the school erred in not applying the same rules to each student.
We only apologize in the sense that we want to be more consistent with what it is that we're trying to do. In that sense, we're hoping that we can help kids better prepare for their futures by knowing how to dress appropriately for things.
In Heber City, Kirsten Nunez, Fox 13 News.
So there you go. Apparently in this day and age, you can Photoshop sleeves and Photoshop necklines to make these kids look a little bit more presentable. What's your take on this, Rochelle?
It's very passive.
It is kind of dumb.
It's very passive. It's like if those girls do not show up wearing the proper shirt, like in our day, say for instance, if you showed up and you were wearing that, this girl's neckline is plunging. Like
yeah,
it's
no,
you can't even see. Like that's ridiculous. And this is I think in junior high. I'm assuming like
our high school.
Grade 7, 8 or
no, I think it's high school.
Well, whatever.
Whatever.
They look really young. So anyway, her neckline is plunging, and yeah, like they just wouldn't get their picture taken. They would go home and say,
"Come back the next day."
Or, come back the next day and wear a proper shirt, or else you're not even going to get your picture taken in the yearbook.
Yeah, this is very passive. They said they put up the sign, but you know,
that is so passive. Like you put up a sign.
Mm-hmm.
How many kids do you think are actually going to read your stupid sign?
No, because they're too...
You have signs all over the school saying don't do this, don't do that. But there's no consequences except for, you know, the after.
And it's in a lot of cases, it's like a kind of half-assed Photoshop job. It's like, okay, we'll just fill in this block with a thing of black.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's really bad Photoshop. Yeah.
We'll add some sleeves where there are no sleeves. And it's just like, okay, thanks. So.
But it's... The problem that I have with it being so passive aggressive is that it makes the adults, the people who are in charge, look like they're not in charge.
It's like, hey, we put up a sign. You didn't read the sign. We added sleeves. There you go. Come on.
Yeah. But, you know, get some balls.
If you're running the school.
Be a principal. You know, the kids should be listening to you. Like they have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Slutty girls.
Now you're just casting judgment. That's not cool.
What?
You're just like, how do you know anything about these young women? They may just not be able to afford like shirts with proper necks and all the fabric in there. I don't know. maybe they can't afford sleeves. Yeah, you don't know what the situation is back at home. Maybe they had to like eat the sleeves because they ran out of beans or something.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. You never know the full story until you talk with these.
I know. Okay, I get it. I get what you're saying.
Not really,
but kind of.
Where'd you sleeves go? I had to eat them. Just learn to listen, Rochelle, and you'll. It's amazing what.
Did you have dresses or rules about clothing when you were in?
I don't recall,
high school or junior high?
But I remember people generally like to dress up really nice and you know, there's always some interesting photos. Usually that was from like the goth or the punks, and I remember on
but they were allowed to do that. Like they were,
it just, you know, here's the thing is this, you know, you looking back, you know, if you take this yearbook and you look back at it 20 years from the future, and you know, your punishment from should be you having to go, oh man, did I do that on picture day? What was I thinking?
Yeah.
So, because there are some photos, you know, if we pull up my yearbooks from like junior high or whatever, like there's just some, I'm sure there's some people there who are just going.
But you never did like anything drastic when you were a teenager. I can't see you. Oh, well, you had some interesting haircuts.
Yeah, I had long hair.
Yeah.
Like I grew up my hair long.
I don't think there's any high school photo or junior high photo where I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, that's so bad. What was I like to the point of, you know, what was I wearing?
Yeah.
So disgusting. I don't think that I have a picture like that. There's some hairstyles that,
oh, like, I mean, could you imagine like all the high school students whose high school is like 87 or 88, where they had like the big teased bangs and like giant, yeah, like hairsprayed hair.
Yeah.
And
I didn't do that. It was more grunge.
So, and now they're all middle-aged and blind. And like, oh,
there's one picture that I have where I'm like, oh, I look like a female version of John Lennon.
Well, you had like the round glasses. And,
well, they were a little bit rounded kind of. And then my hair was long and parted in the middle.
You had a Japanese girlfriend. And,
no.
What? No?
No. But I never, I don't think there's any photos that where, you know, I have like a super plunging neckline or anything.
Well, then
like
again,
that.
You also went to a Christian school, and I don't think they'd be into that.
The teachers never had to say stuff like that to us. I don't think. Well, we had like scoop necks, maybe,
but not like that photo that we saw in the video.
No, nothing like that. Girls, you know, in the 90s, mm-hmm, that just wasn't in style to dress like that.
Oh, and then
in the 90s, there were a lot of like T-shirts that say "Guess" on it. You know,
and
it wasn't really,
yeah,
like that whole like really trashy kind of like looks like you're not really wearing anything. That wasn't really in style. Nobody,
I guess, it was only in style at all my high schools. There was a lot of that.
Oh, there was like the look from what's that?
Blossom,
Flower, Clueless.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With, like, you know, with like the short plaid skirt.
Like the knee socks. And
the knee socks. So, but the skirt wasn't that short. Not like you see some girls wear now. Like, mm-hmm, you know, those really short skirts that it looks like a 1940s bathing suit.
Okay, yeah.
Those ones?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, you just touched your nose.
What is it? What is that supposed to mean?
Because you're secretly like, oh yeah, I know those skirts.
I love those skirts.
That's what you're secretly thinking.
They're the best. I love the girls with the short skirts. They're the best.
Well, who doesn't? Who really doesn't? Come on.
I don't.
Well, I mean, you can appreciate it from a fashion standpoint, right?
Those short skirts, there's nothing fashionable about those.
They're very fashionable.
They're just very short. Like,
very, very fashionable.
There's nothing to them because they just go in. Like, they're just like, they're not really a skirt. It's more like underwear.
Well, call it what you will. It's all semantics, right?
I like the short skirts from the 60s. The ones that cut were like really short, but they actually went out like little skirts.
Oh, like the A-line dresses?
Yeah, those ones were cute.
Those are all right. They're kind of cute and girly and whatever.
From a fashion standpoint, those are much cuter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move along to seeing as we're going in, looking at education, let's move from high school to college.
First, let's begin this half hour with a scandal at the University of Connecticut.
Sir, I have to pause this because I'm just looking over at you and I'm thinking if you got into like a yearbook picture today with what you're wearing, Miss Plunging Neckline.
That's not plunging.
You'd be sent home. They'd Photoshop that out.
That's not that low. Plus, I'm not in high school. I'm a woman.
Oh, okay. So you can get away with that.
So I can do whatever I want.
All right, let's play the clip.
First, let's begin this half hour with a scandal at the University of Connecticut. A sorority booted off campus after an investigation into hazing. In one incident, a girl said she was forced to drink so much she thought she was going to die. NBC's Kristen Dahlgren is at the Storrs campus in Connecticut. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning, Willie. Yeah, the university has really been taking a tough stance on hazing this year. First suspending four fraternities and sororities, and now banning Kappa Kappa Gamma for the next 4 years.
The sisters of Kappa Kappa Gamma have less than a week to move off campus. The fallout from an alleged hazing incident in March that sent at least one student to the hospital with an alcohol level three times the legal limit. That student, Hillary Holt, spoke out just days later.
Went from a happy moment to very scary. in a matter of seconds.
Holt says she was blindfolded and pressured to drink. UConn says students were then forced to perform demeaning acts, including acting like animals and sizzling like bacon. That last one seen in the 1993 comedy Dazed and Confused.
Now fry like bacon, you little freshman piggies! Fry! Fry!
But Holt wasn't laughing.
I could have been dead.
Holt's attorney, Gloria Allred.
This is not just about Animal House. This is about endangering the life, the health, the safety of a young female college student.
The sorority has until next Thursday to appeal. In its statement, the national organization says safety is a top priority for Kappa Kappa Gamma, but adds removing an entire chapter from campus for the poor decisions made by a few individuals at an unsanctioned event is wrong. The sorority also says it will continue to work with the university to fully understand the events that allegedly took place. This punishment comes a month after UConn suspended two fraternities for allegedly paddling students and forcing them to eat cat food. April also saw the campus mobbed with students in an out-of-control celebration after the men's basketball team won the national title. 20 students were arrested.
Now, this is finals week here, so the members of Kappa Kappa Gamma, while they're studying, having to decide whether or not they will appeal that ruling or move off campus. Back to you guys.
All right, Kristen Dahlgren on the campus of the University of Connecticut. Kristen, thanks.
So maybe it's because we're Canadian, but I don't, like, it seems like these sororities and fraternities were never really as big of a deal here as they are in the States.
I don't think they exist here.
I don't think they do, but like in the States, it's like, oh, I'm part of a fraternity. I'm part of a sorority. Be part of our club.
I don't really understand it.
I don't get it. I really don't get it. Like you get haste to get into it. You get to.
I think it's okay. This is how I understand it from movies, because they show that in order to be cool, in order to fit in your new college or your new university, if you get into a sorority or a fraternity or whatever. I don't even know what the difference is.
Well, girls and girls club, guys club.
Okay, so if you get into like the club, then you're invited to the parties. Then you're gonna like date the good guys or the hot chicks or whatever. That's how I understand it. And here, you just do that on your own.
Yeah, like, and it's you like, don't. And it seems like you join these things to get friends. Like, why don't you just like be cool and make friends and not worry about being part of some sort of silly club. It's like, who cares? What is it?
The best part about being out of high school is not giving a fucking shit about that stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would absolutely hate it if I went to a university or college that had those things there, because, you know, you start to feel that you're adult enough that being, you know, cool
And to join,
doesn't matter.
And to join these clubs, you have to do a series of stupid tests. Really, if I was ever offered to join a club and said, okay, well, Eric, if you want to become a part of our cool club, here's what you've got to do. We're going to blindfold you, and then we're going to make you drink enough alcohol that you could potentially die, and then we're going to make you do stupid things. And like, I'd be like,
fuck you and walk away.
I'm like, no, I'm good. I don't really care about your dumb club. I'll just hang out and be totally fine. I don't need you.
Yeah. But apparently, this is also knowledge just from a movie. If you were part of that club, then when you get older and you tell people, oh, I went to this school and I was a part of Kappa Kappa, blah, 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 blah. And then the guys are like, oh, I was part of Kappa Kappa, blah, 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 too. You're hired, man.
Yeah.
There's like this history and.
Yeah, because I get. It's like, whoa, you're part of our club, so if you're one of us, that means you must be cool. It's like, really? Well, that unto itself could open up a can of worms in terms of unfair hiring practices. Well, you only hired me because I was...
Yeah, I know, but...
I know, but I'm sure that is rampant, too, because I was part of Kappa Kappa, who gives a crap, and you're also part of Kappa 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 Kappa, who cares? One last thing and we'll get out of here because Rochelle has...
This looks like a movie that I would like to watch.
It's probably something you could not care about. It's about technology.
But it's all frosty. It looks romantic.
It's about an app.
It's a man and a woman. And it looks...
It's an app for your phone.
Oh.
Being away from your lover for any length of time also means being away from the physical intimacy. But what if you could use your smartphone to keep that passion going, even when you're hundreds of miles apart? What if we created an app that ensures our devices bring us closer together rather than separate us? Hi, I'm Suki Dunham. Together with my husband, Brian, we founded Oh My Bod, a company known for integrating technology into personal pleasure products. Before founding Oh My Bod,
is it Oh My Butt?
Bod, B-O-D.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, I'm sure that might be something which you're developing. Who knows?
Done worldwide product marketing with Apple. I leveraged this experience to create a wide range of innovative toys, including the original music-driven vibrator. Our remote-controlled wearable vibrator, Club Vibe 2.0, allows users to listen to and feel the vibration patterns of
I'm just wondering how crappy the 1.0 version of this that they had to improve on. It's like put together by like duct tape.
And why is it called Club Vibe? Like the only time you want to...
I don't know what the club...
Where it is when you go to the club.
I don't know what the club part is. I'm kind of confused.
Isn't this supposed to be about romance?
Let the woman speak. She will inform us.
Their music. While hugely successful, we started getting requests for a vibrator that could be controlled using a smartphone. So this year at CES, one of the largest electronic trade shows, we launched Blue Motion, a Bluetooth-enabled wearable vibrator that uses the Oh My Bod remote app. This app will give you or your partner an insane amount of options to control the vibrator discreetly using iOS or Android devices. Blue Motion was a hit at CES, and we had an unbelievable amount of traffic in our booth. But the question that kept coming up was whether the vibrator would work over long distances. The answer at the time was no. That's where you come in. With this Indiegogo campaign, we will be able to bring Wi-Fi capabilities to the Oh My Bod remote app, so you can control the vibrations whether you and your partner are 10 or 10,000 miles apart. Couples already rely on their phones to connect, so why not take that connection to the next level? What could be sexier than controlling your lover's vibrations anywhere at any time?
Oh my fuck, this is so sexy, Erica. Just can't handle it.
Your love life. Help us connect people in a way that's never been done before by contributing to our Indiegogo campaign today.
Yeah, you know how it was done before? It's called fingering.
Hey, let's keep this PG.
This is so dumb. What? I hate this so much. This is so awful.
What could be sexier than...
The last thing that I would ever want involved in my sex life is my phone.
What could be sexier than taking out your phone, pressing... Vibe, having that transmitted over the internet to a remote device and having that's sexy.
This is so awful. This is the worst invention in the whole entire world. And I swear if any man ever asked me to do this with them, I would run far away.
You'd be like, oh my God.
No, I'd be like, you're a little bit, I don't know. It's just wrong.
Okay.
I don't agree with it at all.
Well,
technology like that should be kept out of the bedroom. That is going to ruin your romance, not enhance your romance.
No kidding. Let's wrap up the show, shall we? Thanks for listening to Tip Tap Tip. Go to tiptaptip.com for everything you need about us, whether that's subscribing, listening, or connecting, etc., etc. We do not sell apps. We will not make you drink to join our club, and we do not take erotic nudes yet. But maybe that's something we look into for the future. Anyways, thanks for listening. Listen to Rochelle tomorrow, June 2nd. 8 p.m., 90.9 FM on the internet. CJSW. Talk about feminism and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We will catch you whenever.
Bye. Au revoir.